And we're in. We're meeting with Manoj today. We're in the Advanta campus, the brand new Advanta campus, home of the MBS team, the Dynamics team at Microsoft. And today we're meeting with Manoj. Manoj, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Manoj Nataki. I'm the program manager for the BI and reporting features in Dynamics AX.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, so BI and reporting, I guess now we're called just BI, which includes reporting and analytics. But what it is, you know, in order to run a business, there's a whole amount of information that's available today. And in order to be able to run a business successfully, you need to be able to make sense of all of this information.
Right.
And that's where the term BI, or business intelligence, comes in.
It aims
to provide you the necessary tools to be able to make better decisions.
So we just recently shipped AX 2009. I had a brief chat with Hal and team a few weeks ago. What's in, I mean, there's a lot of really cool stuff in AX 2009 from an application side. Obviously, this is a Channel 9 video, so I'm primarily interested in the developer story. So what's in AX from a developer side, particular on the reporting and on the BI side?
We actually did a lot of work related to BI in AX 2009. I mean, we built, out of the box, we built a whole set of analysis services cubes, which primarily show aggregate information. And then we also built, you know, a set of reporting services, reports. So reporting services is something new in Dynamics AX.
So when you say reporting services, you're actually talking about SQL Server reporting services, right?
That's right.
We're taking full advantage of everything in SQL Server and fine-tuning that for AX, for the
line
of business, for ERP.
That's right. So this is the first release where we've deeply integrated with SQL Server reporting services for, you know, all your standard reporting. So you can actually build a...
So all of the reporting in AX are now on SQL Server?
No. So we still have the existing X++ reporting engine, but you can build new reports using reporting services.
Sure.
And we've built, in AX 2009, we built about 150 odd new reports using reporting services, and we've converted a set of, you know, 30 odd reports.
So for a developer who's already developed on the AX++, they can still do that.
Yes.
But I guess the guidance here is that moving forward, SQL Server reporting service is the way to go.
That's
if you're building new reports, you probably need to be looking at
you
SQL Server.
You want to do that, and it's not just guidance, I guess. It's actually a good thing because you get a lot of cool stuff like charting and everything. You add a lot of color to your life.
Okay. So what kind of cool stuff? And I guess probably the easiest way is, why don't you just show me?
Sure.
Instead of talking about it and describing it,
let's
have a look.
Okay.
Let's move a little closer here and make sure we can see. So what are we looking at here?
So what you're looking at here is the new AX 2009 client. So this is your rich client application. It has a very office-like look.
So May has done a couple of screencasts, and he also did where he showed the enterprise portal, which takes advantage of SharePoint as a UI. Here we're actually looking at the rich client, right?
That's right. And
so this is all, now is this is all a, this is a .NET client, right?
There are .NET pieces in here. It also has Win32 pieces. So if you look at it, it has the new office-like look, the ribbon, and in certain places you get, this is the breadcrumb, I guess, and then certain farms. So I could go into accounts receivable, and I could go into customers. And, you know, now you have an office-like look here.
Sweet. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And all of this is, you know, it's completely new in AX 2009.
Okay.
So switching back, I guess.
Yeah, let's talk about BI.
Yeah. Every, as soon as you open the client and if you've enabled BI for your in AX, you basically see this role center. A role center is just, you know, it's a way for users, it's a starting point for your day. It brings together all the information that you care about.
So you use the word role center here, and obviously BI is going to be dependent on what it is you actually do with AX and what it is you do in a day-to-day job. So how do you manage that? Obviously, there's a lot of different people within an organization that are going to use AX.
Right. So if you think about it, I mean, every company has many people who play different roles, and you have your CEO, your CXO, your salesperson, operations manager, and so
right.
on. So we did a bunch of research to figure out how, you know, companies actually work and the kind of people who, and what roles they play. And out of that, we came up with a set of key roles that really need BI content. And for those roles, we've created role centers. These role centers have all the information. For their role, it would contain the information that they're interested in.
So each role, so I would imagine each role has a different analysis cube, right?
So there's a set of 10 cubes that service all of these.
So out of the box, when you install AX 2009, there are 10 cubes, 10 analysis services cubes that you can choose?
That's right.
Okay.
They're all installed with the application, and they service the different, you know, the 30 roles that are actually in play with Dynamics AX. So you have your CEO role center, which contains mostly high-level information.
So this is the one that we're looking at here, I guess.
This is the one that you're looking at right now.
Right.
So if you look at it, it's mostly high-level, contains aggregate data. You don't really care about the individual records that made up your sales, but you care about, okay, what is my total sales, and, you know, where am I today, and what is my goal, and things like that, right? And you have your indicators, you may be...
Is this just a dashboard, or is this actually actionable?
This is actionable. So you as a CEO, you're looking at these different reports. So for instance, there is one report called delivery statistics, and it's telling you how you've been doing over time with delivering your orders.
Looks like we're not doing too well here.
Yeah, it looks like in June you were doing not too well at all.
Okay.
So you could, as a CEO, you could say, I'm curious what's going on here. And that's
okay. So what did you do there? Did you just double click?
I just clicked on
that
particular point, and what this is doing is it's going to show a drill through report. So
if I look over here, we're actually connecting to your. This is still on your laptop, but you're running a report server.
This is on my laptop, and I'm running reporting services. I guess it's warming up right now. But basically what it's doing is it's drilling through to the detailed report. And here I can then say, okay, I'm in June. I want to see what orders actually, what things actually caused the delay in my delivery. And then I can drill down into that.
So that graph that we were looking at has some data behind it, obviously.
Yes.
And so... it's not just a graph that's static. I double click on it, and that's actually going to, by clicking on that, that's actually running a separate report?
That's right. So it's drilling through to a more detailed report, and that report is actually showing you more data. It's getting you data from, again, analysis services. But
so as a developer, did I have to rewrite that report separately, or is that just sort of comes automatically?
It's a report that you have to write separately.
Okay.
And
okay. So walk me through here. What?
So it's showing you the same delivery statistics report. You see the graph that you saw on your role center.
So it's giving me the parameters that it's run it through. Then there's the graph.
And then you have some details. I can drill down into June, which was where I was worried about my delays.
So you open that up, and that's showing you.
It's showing me the different items, item groups that actually have item groups that are available in the system. And on the right side, I can see the percent delayed. So, you know, I see that there are a few things that have been late pretty much every time. Mm-hmm. And I could then come back here and say, hey, television, you know, it seems like we're not delivering televisions at all.
So by opening that up, you're actually looking at...
You're looking at the individual... you're looking at the individual items, and you can, you know, drill down and figure out what
customers.
So how far
down? Right. Right, so you're actually looking all the way down now
into
going
the customer.
To a particular customer, what they ordered, and it was actually 100% delayed.
Yeah.
And total days of delay is a little
high
there.
Yeah, it's kind of high. But I guess it's the demo data.
I got it. I'm just teasing you. Yeah, okay. So that's pretty neat. So as a CEO there, I can take that data and I guess go and beat up my inventory guys or my production guys to go Okay. So coming back to that original dashboard, let's have a look here. So if we come back to the dashboard, each one of these lines is a KPI, right?
I mean, each one of these is a KPI, that's right.
And that's being surfaced. So each one of those is a KPI. I could actually, so as you said, there's 10 different cubes that are already part of AX 2009. Each one of those has a different set of KPIs that we can take advantage of.
Right.
But if I want, as a developer, I could add my own KPIs.
Yes, you could add, as a dev, you could actually build your own KPIs. And as the CEO, I even have the ability to add more KPIs to this role center. So imagine there are, you know, out of the box, we ship a whole bunch of cubes. The CEO says, I'm interested in general ledger.
Uh-huh.
And these are all the KPIs that we ship out of the box.
Wow, okay.
So for just the GL cube,
but
right?
But those KPIs now, well, you said these are analysis services. So these were actually written in, these are .NET written in Visual Studio that are then
deployed back into analysis services.
Okay, so this is full SQL Server, very tight integration with SQL Server.
That's right.
Something we haven't seen before from
right.
the AX team. That's pretty cool. So someone who's doing regular KPIs in analysis services will feel very comfortable with doing this stuff because it's identical.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, they'll feel right at home.
Okay, so this is what the CEO is playing with. Day to day, though, probably most people are doing reporting. They're either doing data entry or they're doing reporting on that. So let's have a look at some of the reporting that comes with AX 2009. The same way the KPIs that we've seen are analysis services, the reports are using reporting services,
right? That's
right.
So we already looked at the delivery statistics report, and which has a lot of drill-through capabilities.
Right.
Out of the box in AX, we built about 100 odd reports that are used in role centers, and we also, you know, built about 30 odd reports that are used in your core Dynamics ERP.
So each one of these is either a KPI or a report. Is this a report that we're looking at here?
Yeah, you're looking at a report right now.
So this cash inflow versus cash outflow chart, even though it's a chart, it's actually a report that was written using SQL Server reporting services.
That's right.
So how would I build one of those? Is that something we can have a look at?
Yes, absolutely. So this, actually, what we did here is...
Okay, so we're actually in Visual Studio here.
You're now in Visual Studio.
I love it.
This is a dev-focused tool. You can build, you know, very complicated reports that service your line of business applications.
Okay.
We built tooling on top of SQL Server reporting services that lets you do this. It integrates tightly with reporting services on one hand, and Dynamics AX data on the other hand.
Okay.
So let me just, you know, quickly show you a few demos of like how to build a report.
All right.
Let's say you want to build, let's start with a very simple report, customer list report, right?
Okay.
So it's just showing you a list of customers.
So you added a data set.
Added a data set, and then I want to click on this query, and I want to select a query. Now this, if you see, it's listing all the queries that are there in Dynamics AX.
So that's a really short scroll bar means that there's probably, what, a couple thousand queries?
Yeah, there's a lot of queries.
So probably the biggest thing in learning AX is not so much the coding, but actually figuring out all of the massive amounts of data that you have available to you.
Right. So, you know, let's say I have a query for a customer.
So you're just typing there?
Yes, I'm just typing, and it's
so you looked up customer list, okay.
And on the right, it's showing me all the fields that are available as part of customer list.
Okay, so this is all the stuff that's coming out of the AX
metadata.
And,
you know, from Visual Studio, we're reading AX metadata, and we're showing it here.
Okay.
So now you can select what fields you want. Let's just say we want to create a simple report with account number, country, and name of the customer, and let's say address, right? Just
okay.
a very simple report.
Yep.
So I've selected these fields and I click OK. And then what it's done is it's, you know, figured out that, okay, these are the fields that are there.
Yep.
And then for each of these fields, you know, there are a set of properties that you can set in the property sheet.
So I have to lay those out now in a report?
Yeah. So you're basically said, okay, this is the structure of my data.
Uh-huh.
And you can provide additional hints on the structure of the data. So for instance, if you go look at the property sheet for country region ID, you basically see that we've automatically figured that the caption for this is country/region. This
mm-hmm.
is something we read from AX.
Mm-hmm.
You also have other things that you can set, like what the format string is or what field type it is. So we know that this data should be grouped by country.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say that the field type is a grouping field,
mm-hmm.
right? And then we're done. You know, you can set this up for all the different fields.
Yep.
And then even on the data set, you can set the default layout.
So the default layout, what kind of layouts do you have there?
So you have, you know, table, list, matrix, bunch of charts. So these
uh-huh.
are all the different layouts that you can say this data is best viewed as a table.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say it's best viewed as a chart.
Okay.
So for this demo, let's just say it's best viewed as a table.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And once you've defined this, you're done with defining your core metadata.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can just drag this onto my designs, and it creates an audit design. An audit design is a new concept that we created in AI.
So it actually did the layout for you? Just automatically laid them out? Okay.
Yeah. So
wow.
It's put the country on the grouping, it's put these fields on the data, and you have a table that was created.
So I could run this?
You could just run this. So let's
have a look.
So I can right-click on this and say preview. And there's your report, right? So it's...
So we got our grouping,
we got your
data.
Your data, so...
Okay.
And this is... You didn't have to write any code. It was, you know...
Uh-huh.
Very few clicks. But now you can actually... I opened it in a new tab, so we can just modify this quickly.
So we have the metadata up top, and we have the actual report preview on the bottom.
Oh. So now I can go into my audit design. First thing I want to do is... just assign it a template, a layout template. So a layout template is something that defines what my page header, body, and footer should look like.
Uh-huh.
Out of the box, we ship a few templates. There's one called Report Layout Style Template.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to select that.
So this template would be something I would design. So if I had my own application and it had its own reports, I would have my own layout template that I could then apply to all reports
yes.
throughout the system.
You could modify the one that we ship, which would modify even all the out-of-the-box reports that
okay.
we ship, or you could create a new one.
So you have a consistent design across all your reports
right.
without having to make changes each time.
Let me switch back to preview. And
okay.
There seems to be
Halo. Someone's rocking out. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, now you have a header. It's telling you that... name of the report.
Oh yeah, there it is.
And
okay.
The says this is the company that
right.
we're running for our page number, all of
so
that
you've got
stuff.
Page number, date, the line, horizontal line, and so on. Just simple
yep.
formatting.
And then you notice that this is still pretty unformatted.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can go into the table, and each of these regions have their own style template.
Mm-hmm.
So now on the table in the property sheet, I can say table style template. You know, pick. A style template for the table
mm-hmm.
and I switch back to preview and now you get a completely different style. I didn't have to change any code
right
and
okay.
now all your reports have the same style. You
okay.
can, tomorrow your customer says I actually don't like this to be in Tahoma, I want it in area, you change it in one place, all 800 reports
great
I'll get modified.
So we're looking at a pretty simple report. I mean, even an end user, I'm not sure I'd want end users in Visual Studio, but in theory, even an end user could have done that.
Right.
But, you could add some code related to this, right? I mean, for instance, formatting could be code-based, right?
Right. So that's the power that you get with Visual Studio that an end user potentially, end user wouldn't want to do. So, for instance, I could actually create a data method.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm going to double click on this and it opens a code file associated with this. So for instance, here I could say, it just, let's just say, it returns a color. It mm-hmm. takes an account number and it returns a string. So, or which is the color, right? So mm-hmm. in here I want to say, return account number is less than 4005, then it's red, otherwise it's blue, right? So it's basically gonna...
It just wrote a C-sharp.
This is C-sharp. We also have a VB flavor of this project, so you could write VB code if that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you went over and rebuilt that project.
No, I'm just rebuilding that project, which contains the code.
Okay.
And it's going to build.
So it's going to do that build, and then where is that code going to reside?
So it's going to be in a DLL. Mm-hmm. And then this report can actually use use the code in that DLL. So it's done with the build. Now I can actually use this code. So I'm going to switch back into the model.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say we want to apply the formatting to the account number
mm-hmm.
Column. So I can go into the style template. And let's say background color is something that we want to modify. I'm going to go to the expression. And then here I could use...
Well, hang on now. So you opened up... It looks like there's an expression editor up here. I could have actually written an expression myself if I wanted to.
That's right.
So, okay.
So.
In this case, the expression is just the data method. But
that's right.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be finding that data method, but let's just see if it works.
Didn't like that, huh?
Well, I don't know. That's the wrong report, right?
There okay, it is. There I did go. Like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So because it's less than 4,000, all those are red.
Right, and the rest are blue. It's bad right. choice of color, but...
Right. Yeah. Okay, you're not a designer. Okay, okay, fair enough. Okay, so I mean, that gives us a lot of control.
Yeah, that's not just style. I mean, you could actually write code to...
Business logic code.
Business logic code right. that would actually modify...
Change formatting.
Change formatting, change the values of your report. You could call into AX to actually figure out the tax amount, for instance, for a particular invoice, and this is going to go through Business Connector.
Right.
And execute some code in AX, returns the value back, and that's what is shown on the report. Uh-huh. So you can do uh-huh. all of that stuff. And you have the full power of .NET plus X++ because of that.
And in theory, I could actually pull this... Can I pull this report into Excel?
You can... Not with this particular version, but there is some integration where you could actually view this data from within Excel.
Okay. So this was a pretty simple report. I'm curious, can we see maybe a graphing type report? Let's have a look at how easy or how hard
sure.
that is. I assume it's fairly straightforward.
Yep. So another report is sales by quarter. So this particular report, let me just show you how it looks like. It's just...
So this one's already built.
It's already built.
Looks like it's in French, actually. So you can actually localize your reports as well, is that right? Looks like this one's...
Yeah, so actually, if you look at the report definition in the model...
Let's have a look.
This, there's just one report, and it can be rendered in multiple languages. So what I've done is it uses resources,
uh-huh.
.NET resources.
Right.
And I just, if you look at each of these things, there is an expression... that says labels bank, you know, sales by quarter underscore sales. This is a new concept that we added. And what that means is...
So the caption is coming from where then?
It's coming from a resource in in your report. So if I go in here and look at my, there is a resource file for French.
Uh-huh.
So I could open this up, and there's a sales by quarter.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So, I'm looking at.
These are, I didn't translate some of them, but right at the bottom I started translating.
Got it. Yeah, I see what you're doing here. Okay, so you're translating that. And so if I look at that same resource for English, we would see.
You'd see it in English. So there's a few more things in here, but
right,
these are all in English.
Got it.
So what that means is when we run the report, you can select a language that you want to run the report in. So I could pick invariant language.
And in theory, wouldn't it pick the language that I'm logged in as?
Yes. So when you run the report, it's going to pick whatever language your AX client is. When you're building the report, you can preview.
So you switched to English, and now obviously it's in English.
Yep.
What's invariant language mean?
Invariant means if you don't have translations, use this.
Oh,
and
I see. Got it. Got it.
English.
Okay.
And another cool thing that you can do with this is, again, I could show you what style templates can really do for you. So I can go into my chart, and I created my own custom template. Call it my custom template.
Very innovative
and,
there.
Yeah. And then, you know, I switch to preview, and it's a completely different style.
So that style changed things like fonts. It changed the colors or gradients and so on now.
Yep. So, you know, you could do pretty fancy stuff with here, in here. It's pretty good stuff. And then there's that's really good for building simple reports where you don't really care about laying out the report in a pixel-perfect way. You know, you just say, I have a list of customers, and I want to group them by, you know, country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really care if it's one pixel left, one pixel right.
Right.
But there are a set of reports where you do care, like your check reports, for instance.
Oh, sure. So you're printing on pre-printed forms.
Your invoice reports where you're pretty particular about how it looks.
Right.
So for that, what we've done is we've integrated with the report SQL Reporting Services Report
mm-hmm.
Designer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can build, you can actually lay out your report in a pixel perfect way.
Okay, let's have a look. Can you show me?
Yep. So here's a check report, right? So I could double click on this.
So is this part of standard SQL Server Reporting Services, or is this something new that we're seeing for AX?
So this particular designer that you're seeing is standard with Reporting Services.
I see, okay.
And we're just leveraging that.
Okay.
So you're looking at the check report. So I could go into preview, and this is how my check would look. And let's say this is missing a logo, for instance, and I want to add a logo. So I could go back into my design, go into my toolbox, you know, drag an image, go into my property sheet, and I have a background already embedded into the report. So I could select that wood group logo. You know, now you have a logo here.
Got it.
I could save this.
And I can move that logo around in any.
Oh yeah, you pretty much can lay this out however you want.
And you can fine tune that, like you said, pixel by pixel, depending on where you want it to be.
Right.
Okay. And then if you preview that again.
And then I save this and go into preview.
And preview
and
obviously,
it's finished.
It actually does what you told it to do.
Yep.
Okay.
And another really cool thing is, you know, a lot of times you can build an auto design and get to, you know, 80% of what you want to do, and
right.
then you want to change it to get to the last 20% you need
uh-huh.
to use the designer. So, you know, you can right click on this auto design and say create precision design. What that's going to do is it's going to take your design definition, it's going to actually create an RDL and show you the report in the report designer, and now you can.
So it's taken that auto design that it had created before and converted that into a precision design, so now I can do pretty much anything I want.
Right.
And this is standard SQL Server Reporting Services like we've seen before.
Yep.
Pretty cool. All right. Well, we're actually gone a lot longer than I thought we would because this stuff was too interesting, I guess. Sorry, I should have cut you off earlier, I guess. So for the Channel 9 developer, what should they do? What's your message to them? How should they get involved in this? How can they take advantage of this?
So if you have the Dynamics AX bits, you could just install the reporting tools, and that will let you build reports using Visual Studio, leveraging reporting services.
And for an ISV that's doing this, there's no additional licensing or anything related to. So if I am building my own embedded application that's building on top of the AX platform, I could take that, build that, and add my reports, add my KPIs, add my pretty much anything that we saw today. There's no additional licensing. That's just part of the platform.
It's part of the platform. You just need reporting server. You need a report server. You need Visual Studio, and you're good to go.
Excellent. Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks very much for spending the half hour or so with us today. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we'll look forward to some additional cool stuff from the AX team. Thanks, Manoj.
Thanks.